Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
My siblings love this song. I should just let it play for the next 6 minutes. All right. It is 8:49 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Boeing delivery numbers. We'll take a closer look at that. Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal right here on KNSS. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. After months of negotiations, Democrats have reached a deal with President Trump on a North American trade pact. It would open up agricultural trade, part of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Wichita's latest homicide victim, a man from Colorado. He was only in town for a few days, shot and killed south of downtown. That makes 9 murders in the last 23 days in Wichita. One. House Democrats unveiled 2 articles of impeachment against the president, charging him with obstructing Congress and abusing his power. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS.
Earlier this week, the gasoline prices shot up, and we're seeing them come down just a little bit out there right now. Spotted 228 at Douglas and Washington. Spotted 227, 47th Street South and Hydraulic. 225 at Maple and West. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And we take a look at the weather forecast here midweek on this Wednesday. Looking at a high today of 52 degrees under a sunny sky, breezy today, clouding up overnight, still windy, overnight low down to 39. And then tomorrow on Thursday, another partly cloudy and breezy day with a high of 53 degrees. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. We're under a sunny sky, 26 degrees, and we're going to double that on our way to a high of 52. 8:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, mentioned last night, I was downtown at the 9th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour, part of the KNSS production. And then after that, I hightailed it out to Cape and Mount Carmel to see my nephew Logan playing for the Crusaders against Heights last night in boys basketball. And I got there just in time to see the game go into overtime. And then Logan hit a go-ahead three-pointer with under a minute to go in overtime, and Cape and ended up beating Heights. Got there just in time to see a big three-pointer by my nephew. That was fun last night.
Yeah, you saw the important parts.
Yeah, everybody else had to sit there for the whole game, and I come in there for 3 minutes and saw the big shot.
Yep.
Yeah, good job. So, caping off to a 2-0 start. There you go. Let's take a look at some delivery numbers for Boeing, and we know they're probably not robust. Let's check in and get the totals from editor Bill Roy, local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, the numbers not completely unexpected. Boeing deliveries down by more than 50% in 2019. Main reason, ongoing trouble with the 737 MAX. The company says it delivered 345 aircraft through the end of November. That's down from the 704 deliveries reported at this time last year. Boeing halted deliveries of the 737 MAX in March, of course, after a pair of crashes killed nearly 400 people. The family that owns Menards Home Improvement Stores has made a $2 million gift to Kansas State University. It'll go to the Center for Principled Business at K-State in the College of Business. The center was started with nearly $3 million from Koch Industries. The director of the center will now be called the Menard Family Director of the Center for Principled Business. And Morgan Stanley cutting 1,500 jobs worldwide. The Wall Street Bank preparing for an uncertain 2020. The cuts add up to about 2.5% of the Morgan Stanley global workforce. An executive says they're not banking on the economy to be a lot worse next year, but they're cautious that their working environment is not going to be much better than 2019. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right, Bill. Christmas is 2 weeks from today, so let the slacking begin.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Yeah, everybody, you know, it's hard to concentrate on some things this time of year when that's two weeks from now. We'll get to it. And Christmas is smack in the middle of the week, a Wednesday. So
yeah.
People are having to work before that day and after that day, and some folks will work on that day.
Kind of takes a little bit away from it, I think.
So here we go. Now we'll get the job done.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it was 60 years ago today, the anniversary of the movie Little Abner, which concerned the fictional town of Dogpatch.
Right.
Now, there was an amusement park in northwest Arkansas in the Ozarks called Dogpatch. Did you ever go to that when you were a kid?
I never went to Dogpatch, no. We stayed kind of close to home there at World of Fun.
I was going to say, was World of Fun your hangout?
Yeah.
We went down to Dogpatch.
You know, was my deal.
We went down to Dogpatch one year, and
no kidding.
I think I got violently ill, like right before we got there, so we didn't go or something like that.
Oh my god,
it was a disaster. But anyway, that's an amusement park that closed, so it's kind of sat there like Joyland. It just kind of sat there in the Ozarks and became dilapidated and kind of weird.
Man,
but back in the day, Dogpatch was a big deal.
It was. I remember people talking about going there. I never went there myself, but I remember people talking about it.
Yeah, and you would think that an amusement park, well, I guess Silver Dollar City made it, but an amusement park in the Ozarks just seems like a no-brainer, moneymaker.
Yeah.
But
you bet.
They couldn't make it work. Well, Bill, we thank you for joining us today, and we will let you go to your pursuits of business all day long, and then we'll talk to you again
Always
tomorrow morning.
Always a pleasure to be along with you, and I'll be glad to check in with you once again tomorrow at this time.
Yes, here on National Noodle Ring Day and National Eat a Bagel Day or something like that.
You bet.
Yeah, okay, I'll let you get going. Right, thanks, Bill. It is 8:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS here on this Wednesday, December 11th. Once again, a big thanks to all the folks that helped out last night at the Scottish Rite, the 9th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour, a huge benefit for the Kansas Food Bank. A lot of KNSS listeners were there, and I want to thank them for their help and support with food and cash for the Kansas Food Bank. A great project this time of year, and even if you didn't get to go there, if you want to help out the Kansas Food Bank, they're good folks. Hey, thanks for listening. Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Why would you leave? 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great day.
Get Wichita business.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.